This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
A place of just what comes to mind. Moving mountains is a symbol of constant change. Everything's moving around us constantly in minute ways, in large ways, and it's an opportunity to honor our natural systems and be an active participant in that change in a holistic, healing, regenerative way.
Inspiration and motivation. I say this because I did not know that moving mountain was a thing before I came here. And to hear and see all of the beautiful things that they are doing with this soil that has been left for, you know, left to be disposed of not in the proper way, is just very inspiring. I didn't know that we could use mountainslides. Mountainslide soil for, it could be, I didn't even know that mountainslide soil could be reused to create, basically this is like an oasis of native plants that are, an oasis of native plants that are just helping the environment and helping, well, us as people. And motivation within being in this, what I would say, at this event, I would say that it's inspired me to, you know, get more into, learn about more about how I myself can use these materials that I didn't know I had to create more native spaces, and it just opened my mind to more possibilities that I didn't know I had.
Thank you. To say moving mountains is like an expression for something, doing something impossible or something futile, or, but Metabolic is able to work at this scale, this sort of impossible scale, and it's really interesting to see the results of that. And also the just working with the city and working with these disaster response programs to like reroute this refuse to somewhere where it can be used and visible in an interesting way, in an inspiring way.
Moving mountains is some kind of acknowledgement of our natural systems and how they impact the health of our world. You know, mountains move naturally through watersheds. Water brings mountains down all the way through the land out to the ocean. And this project kind of reorients our thinking around how we can access the richness in the soil. We have so much soil and stuff that has been diverted from our ecosystem because it's being eliminated from our river system. And so in finding other ways to introduce land movement in that way and the richness of like whatever natural land we have into our more urban areas, I think that's like a super fascinating project.
Moving mountains means embracing flux instead of maintaining a status quo, because something I see a lot with a lot of ecological or conservation initiatives is that they picture a certain time period and then recreate it and try to hold everything in place. But it seems that this project is about taking advantage of nature's natural changes and then using them to build new opportunities that will then continue to change. Because I noticed that the guide said her goal is to create a successional space as opposed to just something very specific and keeping it that way.
Refreshing perspective on what we can do with the soil that we have here and how we can remediate it on our own land instead of sending it elsewhere. And I think it offers kind of an alternative way to what we've been taught or what we're used to seeing, and something that also we're not really taught to think about. We're not really taught to think about where does, you know, soil after a disaster goes. I never thought that it would just be swept away to a landfill, and instead, what can we use it for to teach community, bring together community, and I think that community support that it fosters here at the Moon is an important step to bringing about a greener future, and also helping LA also find a new way of treating our soil.
Moving Mountains really seems to be about finding value in the things that we throw away. This project is an incredible statement of love for what is happening in our world, how climate change is impacting communities, and really helping to find ways to bring value to the things that would be discarded and honor the traditions of our earth.
Moving Mountains, it's a remediation practice, as technically, but it's really a reclamation practice as well, and it's about kind of working with the current state of affairs and it's basically meeting the land where it's at and doing what we can as stewards to bring biodiversity and healthy land practices back into an urban landscape that has honestly been removed from the natural life cycles that the soil and all the plants and animals that exist on top of it participate in. So it's re-entering the natural cycle and cooperating with it rather than trying to suffocate it.
I would say that for me, this is amazing because it's an experiment, and it's an experiment in community-oriented grassroots adaptation projects, which I think are so important for, you know, how we're all going to respond to climate change. So it's really cool to be able to see this as like an incubation of what different possibilities are around for different types of actors to do.
It's a proposal, it's an experiment, it's a kind of, it's an investigation into living with our landscape and being able to engage in it creatively. There's so little opportunity actually to engage in the natural flows that come through. And this is such a dense material natural flow that
we have traditionally dealt with by a few agencies just shipping it off far away, and I don't really know what they do with it. It sounds like they put it in a landfill. But yeah, I think it's, for me, it's neat because it's an opportunity to actually engage with these flows that are going through our built environment.
It was really amazing to come here and see how much passion and effort is going into trying to understand how to recover from climate disasters and use kind of the byproducts of what's happening with these disasters to help actually recover from them. I found it very inspiring to see the plants that are growing back from the soil that was collected from the landslides, and also all of the insect and bird life that is also here, all the strategies that are being applied to remediate the soil and really support the establishments of these ecosystems. It's just beautiful to see.
I mean, I think it's inspirational to me to see something like this really close to where I live, and I guess in the more or less the community I'm in. Yeah, I think it is meaningful in a way that shows that like local action is possible, even in a world that seems like literally so concrete. So yeah.
Slide happened, and then you move it with a truck to a place, and then you plant stuff in that like mound of some sort. Then like everything grows. That's basically.